Well, we should talk a bit about the owner of KBOO, who is Harold Stewart.
Yes.
Now, Harold Stewart was a real dude. He was a lawyer in town. He was involved in international relations. He married Joan Skelly, who was the daughter of the oil man here in Tulsa, W.G. Skelly.
Yes.
She preceded him in death, but then he married Frances Langford Evinrude in 94, and she preceded him in death as well. I could go on and on about him because he was an outstanding person. He enlisted in the Army Corps in 42. He served as advanced officer, director of intelligence, in charge of operational intelligence for the Corps as it went from England to France, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Germany. After the war ended, he served as an intelligence officer in Norway, and he left active duty in 46 as a colonel, but remained in the Air Force Reserve until 1972. Then, of course, of all these things he did, he owned KBOO. So tell us about him. You must have had interaction with him, and would he come through the station and talk to you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he had talked to me as operations director and program director. I had the responsibility of listening to him quite often. Little stories I can tell, and this kind of goes back to the Air Force and his career. At the radio station, we tried to keep a clean ship, okay? You keep the floors clean, of course, make sure the waste paper baskets are emptied. Now, I was on the air as a disc jockey and also in operations with him. He'd say, come go with me a minute, and I'd walk outside with him. He said, see along the road out there, there's all that paper and all this stuff out there. I said, they don't look very good for the people driving by the station. He said, let's get out there and get that done. He said, you don't have to get out there, but get somebody to get out there and get it done. Well, needless to say, I got somebody to get out there and get it done, but I went with him. And I'd get out there and pay. I mean, he was a good boss. He was a good teacher. Lord, he taught me more about the world just visiting with him. Like with E.T., I learned more about the country music business with E.T. I learned more about, not particularly radio, but learned more about the world talking to Harold Stewart. I remember a couple of times he would go along like on the door facings, right above the door facings, you know. He'd lick his finger and put it across the top of the door there and say, see that dust? Lord, I'd never looked up there at home probably or anywhere else for it. But he did. Oh, he was strict, and yet he was so good. And I'll never forget one time I was doing a program out at the Sheraton out south of Tulsa. I was actually emceeing an event. The podium was kind of low where I was reading from, and some of the people I had to introduce, I was kind of bent over a little bit and reading. And he came up to me and hit me on the back of the shoulder there, and he said, stand up straight. When you're talking, I try to stand up straight anywhere I go now because of it. It's hard to do at my age, but I'll never forget. And I'll never forget serving on the board at Southwestern Sales, which was a part of KBOO and the oil business and the whole thing. And John Stewart, his son, who's a very good friend of mine and such a wonderful person, an old country boy from Tuskegee, Oklahoma. I didn't know nothing, but I served on the Southwestern Sales board. Harold Stewart, and then the people on the board would be there, and John Stewart would always sit next to me, and he would nudge me when it was yay or nay. He'd nudge me this way, or if it was nay, he'd do his head this way, you know, so I'd know how to live on the board. I guess the finest people that I could have ever met. And on top of that, when he, of course, sold the radio station to the Great Empire people, the great, great Empire people, which are wonderful folks, Mike Lynch and them, when he sold to them, there was a lot of questions about savings that we had made through the station and keeping our program going and mustering out with our money. He held back and he would not sell and sign the papers until the agreement that they would honor all of our financing and everything. And if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have this polo shirt on today. No, if it hadn't been for him, life would have been a heck of a lot tougher. He was so fair. The Stewart family was so fair to us.
Retirement money.
The retirement money. Yes, that's what it was.
That's what he was protecting.
Yes,
to make sure Great Empire honored that and kept it in place.
And I think they would have anyway, but I'm not sure, and he wasn't sure, and he made sure on paper. And like I say, if it wasn't for Harold Stewart and the Stewart Corporation, it would not be as pleasant for my family today as it is, and I appreciate them very much, and appreciate all the folks that I've worked with in radio, because it all built up to that.
Was his personality gruff?
Well, he spoke gruff. okay, to a certain extent. But he was military. What can I say? I mean, he was military in everyday life, but he was kind, a kind person. Mm-hmm. It's good to be able to talk to someone who's gone and say how kind they were. And the Stewart family were very, very kind people. I never did know Skelly. I never did know W.G. Skelly or that end of it. But
did you ever meet Joan Skelly, Harold's wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was always kind and nice to me, mm-hmm. very much so.
Jack Cressy then was the manager at
yes,
that time.
Yes, I worked with Jack for many years. Even at KFMJ, Jack sold advertising, mm-hmm. and then at KTOW he sold, and then stepped into KVOO.